things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 17 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
It's the father, Mike, son, Sean.
That's
Packer
me.
Podcast. That's Sean. Yes. So there we go. That's it. See you later.
The 2018 season ends not with a bang, but a whimper. Bummer of a game. 31-0 to the Lions. We're not going to do much for recap this episode. We didn't get an episode last week with the holidays. So we'll, go over here, touch on it briefly, the games. But otherwise, we'll just kind of do a season wrap up.
Sure.
Touch on some overarching topics. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Picking. What was that? Dust off my shoulder?
No, it was hair.
Hair.
Probably from Lady, our support dog.
So week 16 was a fun game. Packers 44, Jets 38, overtime win. I put down two stat lines here. Rodgers was 37 of 55, 442 yards and two touchdowns. Jamal Williams, 15 rushes for 95 yards. It was an exciting game. A lot of back and forth came down to the wire. Rodgers kind of put the game on his back like he does.
Right.
And they won it. Once it got to overtime and they got the ball, they kind of just marched down and scored the touchdown. That was good to see.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just had this stinker of a game. Week 17, we mentioned, was 31-0 against the Lions. I know a lot of people were upset that Rodgers was playing to begin with, and then he ended up going out just after a drive or two.
Oh, it was a couple.
Drives. Yeah. Went out with a concussion. A lot of fans were upset about that, and then Kaiser came in, 16 of 35, 132 yards, one interception. Took him to almost halftime to get a first down. Not a good game.
No, it wasn't. So backing up week 16 against the Jets, for me, I felt that this game was really telling. All season long, I kept thinking, we're better than this. And then to see the Jets... And a team that's not that good. They've got an upcoming quarterback. He's good. He'll be good.
Defense.
But they we just kind of lacked, Mm-hmm. And it's like if you want to think you're better than another team, you got to show it. And they didn't show it. They won it in the end, like you said, because of Rodgers. And so I felt that the biggest plus out of that is that we saw what kind of runner Jamal Williams was, which is the kind of a fullback, just go forward, get you some yards when you need it, kind of, which is good. And he'll be a great compliment. So
I thought he looked really good in the week 16 game. He made really good cuts. He's not the same patient vision back that Aaron Jones is, but he's definitely a good compliment to him.
I agree. I agree with you.
Week 17, you got what you asked for.
Yeah,
you wanted the blowout. You wanted the big loss to make sure Joe Philbin didn't stay head coach.
Right. But I didn't like the fact that Rodgers was playing. I told you that I didn't want him playing the last two games, and it's unfortunate because I don't care what anybody says. He got a concussion, and you only get so many of those.
Sam Shields.
Yeah.
Went out for how many years?
Right.
Because of his concussions.
So he shouldn't have been in there, but we lost. And then, of course, whoever they pick as the head coach is a whole different topic. So, which is.
Yeah. So let's move on to that. There's only so much we really want to dwell on those last two games. There was no playoff hopes on the line. Only a couple picks here or there, depending on if we won or lost.
How about Just to ask you this, because we knew coming in these last two games we weren't going to be able to make the playoffs. But by the way, we're recording on Tuesday, New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year's, everyone.
Yeah, and thank you so much wherever you are, especially if you are in the services. We appreciate and love you. So we knew in the last 2 weeks that we weren't going to be able to make the playoffs. And then the Vikings playing Chicago the last week of the season needed to win to make the playoffs. If they didn't win, they needed the Eagles to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost at home, and the Eagles won to not make the playoffs, where they were picked by a lot of people to make it to the Super Bowl, at least to the championship game.
Again. So were we.
Yep. So my question to you is, you want to know in week 15, you're out, or do you want to still have that, and then you get that balloon that burns up in
different.
The sky?
I know you're probably just happy the Viking fans were bummed out.
Wait, you make me look so mean.
You are so mean. It goes to show how little we know when the season's starting out and we try to make predictions, or we watch people on TV who are supposed experts make predictions.
Right.
No one knows anything.
Well, and I agree with that, too, as far as head coaches. It's like, was it McVay for the Rams? When they picked him, he had no head coaching experience.
He just wowed them in the interview.
And so people are like, what? Why? Who is this guy? And then he does so well, so people, you got to find the next one, McVay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about coaching here. As you said, we're recording this New Year's Day, so the news we have out right now is that Josh McDaniels is interviewing for the head coaching job this Friday. My front runner, I believe, for the position. Then we also have Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio interviewing on Monday, and there's still rumors and talks about Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern.
I don't. Fitzgerald came out today and said, or yesterday, and said, no, he's not interested. He wants to stay at Northwestern, so he'll probably be the new head coach. the way it works out. McDaniels, I don't know, man. I don't know. The one thing that I saw in a couple of different articles was that they've leaked, which is interesting. They leaked out of Green Bay, because they never do, that they're looking for somebody that's more of a disciplinarian. They felt that McCarthy got too buddy-buddy with too many of the players. And so, excuse me, he wasn't as tough as he should have been. And if that's the case, I think McDaniels would be probably
he
your
comes
guy.
From that Belichick school.
Yeah, we don't care if you got feelings. We don't hire you for feelings. We hire you for production.
Yeah, we want first downs.
Who out of those three, who do you want?
You know who I want.
Still?
I've made that clear for a while.
Still? You want Josh?
Yep.
He'll say he'll take it, and then the day before the press conference, he'll say, no, I'm staying.
I know there was a lot of talk about Lincoln Riley for Oklahoma.
He just re-upped.
But he re-extended his contract.
Today.
Yeah. Breaking news, everyone, on the Bleeding Green and Gold. We'll get this episode out to you tomorrow to get you the breaking news.
Out of here. I think that just to go back on the point I was saying before, too, it's like you just don't know. Whoever they pick, I mean, you're going to have your feelings. You're going to say, but it just comes down to production. I just hope they make the right decision. They know the personnel the best. So pick the right guy for today.
There's a lot going on behind the curtain that we never see.
And perhaps.
And there has been.
No clothes.
For a while. So that's the coaching update we have here. Moving on to offense. Do we need a new backup quarterback for
yes.
next year?
I told you that during the game.
We you know, losing a game... Two games is the difference between playoffs or not making the playoffs a lot of the time. And if Rodgers goes down with an injury, we need a backup.
He's going to be going down more often now. He's 35, 36, so he's going to...
He's never exactly been Iron Man.
Right, right. Hey, Britt. No, put it down. No. Okay, yep, that's good.
But yeah, I think we do. I don't see anyone in the upcoming draft that we're gonna get in a draft position that would work well. I think it would be a free agent that we'd really be looking at, just a veteran presence there that can come in, you know, steer the ship when it needs.
Just don't make mistakes.
A game manager.
I feel like our defense is going in a really
good
direction.
Where's Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, there you go. Kaiser really disappointed me in this game. Where, I mean, he made some passes. It's like there was nobody else around, and he threw right to the defense. He panicked.
And he missed some pretty open throws, too.
And so maybe down the road somebody will figure it out and he'll get enough time. But, you know,
You get for getting drafted by Cleveland.
I was just going to say, look at Cleveland now. I mean, we don't really have anybody. Cleveland was so messed up from the top down. I don't see anybody that way in the NFL right now.
Imagine how many millions they lost for people who got drafted by Cleveland and never made the NFL career they could have had.
Right, and so they got re-upped to the big one. But people are like, well, you never did anything. So, all right. Yes, I think that we need a new backup. And yes, I agree with you that I think that I would prefer a veteran.
So Pro Football Focus has the Packers offensive line graded as the best pass blocking offensive line of 2018.
Wow.
However, we let up 50-plus total sacks in the year and led the league in being sacked on third downs.
How do they come up with that? If we gave up that many sacks, how do they get that?
Probably the combined individual grades of the players. They have metrics to measure the players and then combine them.
Okay.
But, yeah, that says a lot about, you know, we've talked a lot about Rodgers holding onto the ball too long, taking a lot of sacks, just the offensive scheme not being there when it needs to be, and that just goes back to show that, you know, we have the best pass blocking offensive line statistically, and just let up a ton of sacks.
Well, the frustration we talked about after the games where Aaron would not throw to his checkdown, and he kept looking, and directing the play, and then he gets sacked. It's like, that's just, I you know, maybe that is what they're talking about as far as needing somebody that's going to be more of a disciplinarian, because he needs to be called out on that stuff. So yeah, that's a good and a frustrating statistic.
Going back to the line too, Corey Linsley, often underappreciated.
This is great.
Played every offensive snap in 2018. That's 1,075 snaps in all. 2017 snaps, that's 1,047. So 2,122 consecutive snaps.
And I guarantee
that is incredible in the modern NFL.
And he wasn't healthy for all those snaps.
He played through some real
pain. So kudos to him. And hopefully he doesn't feel it when he's 45. So you want to go through the grades?
Yeah, let's do some, like, for 2018 position grades.
I always have a hard time with this because of injuries and stuff like that. But, okay, it is what it is.
This, you know, they need to adapt to injury. That's the coach's job.
You're right.
They have to have depth.
All right, I'll buck up.
2018 position grade on the offensive line.
A.
To the offensive line?
Mm-hmm.
A. Are you in the jolly mood?
A, like it's A, B, C, you know?
Yeah. No, I just mean like, you know,
I thought they did well.
I'd go B minus.
I felt that when they finally started running the ball, like attempting to run the ball, they did well. I felt a lot of times that when they looked bad, it was because of Aaron. So I give them an A. An A plus.
Oh, heaven forbid. Receivers.
C minus.
I'll agree with C minus. You got Devontae Adams kind of propping everyone up there. Geronimo Allison was looking like he was having a really good year. Cobb was beat up for a lot of it, and when he was playing, he didn't have the productivity.
Right.
Jimmy Graham was not what we were hoping, and then the two rookies just didn't become what we were hoping either, which from the sounds of it, a lot of that might go back to the wide receiver coach.
That's what we're hearing, issues. Yeah.
But I'll go with C minus.
Okay.
And then running.
Well, I just wanted to add on the receiving thing that even with the issues we talked about as far as not running the routes they should, even when they were still able to connect, they were dropping too many balls. So that's where...
just the, bad execution.
Yeah. Well, okay, Mr. Writer. running the ball, I think the frustrating, I'd give an F to the coaching staff. But once we started running the ball, man, I'd say an A.
I'd give it a B.
I was going to go A minus, but...
And, you know, it's streaky at points, but when Aaron Jones was in there, it looked really good. Jamal Williams would be off and on depending on the game.
Uh-huh.
I think also just kind of you have to factor in the pass protecting or the run blocking on the offensive line as part of it. And they were typically good, not always great. So I'm happy with the B. Who's your offensive game ball of the year?
Oh, do, man. Do, do, wow. Do, I, it's, do, do, thanks for the heads up. I'm going to go with Linsley.
Corey Linsley?
Yeah, I really, I played Man. Line, so, you know, I love the big guys. And
all right, Corey Linsley.
I mean, I don't know, how about you?
I'm going Devontae Adams.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He just...
I didn't even factor in the receivers. I was thinking running backs. Okay. Yeah,
every game he was putting up solid receptions. He was the lone bright spot in a pretty lackluster receiving game all year, so...
Well, and the fact that teams knew after the sixth game, cover this guy. Mm-hmm. They ain't got anybody else.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm good with my pick, but that was a really good pick. I forgot about it. I shouldn't have. He was out in the last game. So
let's move on to defense here. So a couple quick topics to go over. Do you want to keep Mike Patton for next year?
Oh, how could you not with the injuries we've had on defense and still competitive?
Yeah. Or, you know, a lot of people are saying you have to bring in a guy that works cohesively with whoever your new head coach is. Mm-hmm. So let them bring in their own guys. Or
I mean, if they feel they need to. I mean, I can only trust
the people.
I wouldn't
be disappointed if we kept Patton.
You would be?
I would not be.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I agree with that.
A lot of our draft picks in the last few years have gone to defense. A lot of them not quite hitting the mark as well, especially in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see more draft picks go to the defense? High draft picks this year, like a pass rusher, a lineman, or do you think we need more help around Rodgers?
I think we've got the secondary covered pretty good. I would like to see an edge rusher, and you can never have enough big guys in the middle. It's hurt us, you know. Once we had one injury in the middle, it really hurt us. So I'd be fine with it. But it is an offense league, and except for a couple of teams that have really, their defense is...
It's hard to know what we really have after this year with Marcus Valdes-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown. If it is a wide receiver coaching problem that was kind of holding them back, we don't know what kind of talent we have there for next year.
Mm-hmm. So how about you? I mean, would you like to go defense?
I'd still like to go defensive line. With the first pick, maybe just go what's best talent-wise, like what's your best value for the pick.
Gilbert Brown type guy.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Takes up 2-3 people.
Exactly.
How can the other guys not succeed when he's eating up 2-3 people?
Because if we can add another big name, big athletic guy, and then we have Kenny Clark, Mike Daniels, Nick Perry, that's...
Yes.
That's a scary line.
Think about it. If we would have been healthy, that's why I say like Patton. If we don't keep him, somebody's going to give him a hell of a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's proven. He came back after 2 years. I don't want him to go.
Position grades for 2018 on the defense. Defensive line. What grade do you give the defense?
There were so
line?
Many injuries. It's
there
hard.
Was a lot of them.
So with the injuries in mind, I got to give him, I'll say a B minus.
I was going to go B.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They stayed pretty solid.
Yep.
Even on games where they were just banged up and had basically one starter in there. So, yeah, I'm happy with it.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say, who is the guy? That's not Fackrell, is it? The 94?
Kyler Fackrell. He's a linebacker.
Okay, yeah. So it's the. I mean, he knocked down like two passes in our last game. But he's really come on at the end of the year. So so we're seeing some guys that wouldn't get as many snaps stepping up. So again, a win-win.
Linebackers, what would you give them as a grade?
I go B minus again.
I'm gonna go C.
Okay, we're very close.
I like what I've seen from Martinez. I think the only knock we've really had on Martinez all year has just been getting off the block as fast, block shedding. But he's, you know, he's been the leading tackler in a lot of the games. He's everywhere we need him to be. And once a lot of these guys on defense got more used to the Petten defense, I think we saw a lot more consistency in them being where they need to be
right
at the right time.
I think that the loss of the interior on the line really affected our rush. So it's hard to judge. But again, you know what you know. So I felt like there was some instances, especially when they were playing in space, that they kind of look lost, but I'm sticking with my B minus. I think they did pretty good, but
pass rush.
I felt like that was mostly by scheme.
Yeah, I could give it that. I was for grade. I was gonna say B minus.
I'm gonna go C.
We were one of the leading teams in sacks, or I think we were the number one team over halfway through the year. A lot of it coming from scheme, but we also had consistent pressure on the outside and inside pass rush, which leads to sacks. But I think what really hurt is when we lost Mike Daniels and then later Kenny Clark, and we completely lost our inside pass rush.
True.
And it just allowed them to step up in the pocket and kind of seal off our outside. And it kind of takes away everything. So, you know, we dealt with the injuries there. A lot of them did come from scheme to adapt for those injuries, but yeah, I'd say B minus.
C. I think that you explained it very well, and what was going on and what we kind of, once we lost that, where they had to be concerned about the guys in the middle of the line, they are able to focus on other stuff. So that's where you start to see more safety blitzes and every once in a while. But you know what? The thing that is, even though we lost this last game horribly, there's times where Petten will call a play and it's just like the exact right play. And even though we have people that are like the second or third level player, they're there, they're making the play.
And you can definitely see Petten changing up what he's doing to confuse quarterbacks.
So, yeah.
Which you couldn't confuse anyone, even watching the game, with what Capers would do sometimes.
Great.
Coverage is our last position grade. Our secondary, the safeties and corners.
Young. Taking that into consideration and what we've dealt with over the year, I would say minus.
What minus? Just minus?
A minus.
A minus. Okay, I thought you
did
just,
I say that too?
You
fast?
Just said minus.
Oh.
I was like,
A minus.
Okay, A minus. All right. I'll go B. I'd say I really liked what we saw from a lot of the corners. Breland. We got midway through the season. It took him a while to get up to speed, and then he had some off and on games, but I liked what I saw. Alexander obviously was a bright spot. We had a lot of good things we saw at corner. Kevin King was out a lot of the year, but I think, you know, we have a lot of talent there. And we just saw some solid and iffy play at safety, so that's kind of why I knocked
agree.
The grade down a bit.
Yeah, I was questionable on going with the B, but I felt I just saw so much. I mean, Alexander, I mean, he raises everybody up. So with the grade, we saw some really horrible tackling. Hopefully we can
a lot of throwing your shoulder into guys.
Yes, yeah. Man, I'm excited about
the
future. I mean, we got some studs in there, so it's gonna be interesting.
defensive game ball for 2018, that's who got, are you giving it to?
It's got to be Jerry. Alexander.
You're going Alexander?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm doing Kenny Clark.
Are you?
Yep.
Wow.
He just blew up the line all year long.
Oh, man, he did, too.
Missed a few games, but what are you going to do?
You know, it'd be interesting to have, like, you taking a picture of you and standing next to Kenny Clark because you're so thin. And then he's just a monster.
Short.
He's a beast. He's like a, basically a cube.
Do you want to look up what he is?
What he weighs? I don't know. It, the crazy stuff about it, like a lot of these guys, they've been...
6'3", 313 pounds.
Jesus. Wow. They do yoga, too. You know, you wouldn't think, but it's supposed to help them with their... stretching yeah. and all that stuff. So
I'm doing Kenny Clark, defensive game ball, and we have the rookie of the year game ball. Mm. And mine's going to Jair Alexander.
Well, yeah.
And you're doing the same. Yeah. All yeah. right.
And, wow, he just, even the press conferences that he would have, he didn't sound like a rookie.
Yeah.
He's got a good head on his shoulders, which you like to see somebody who's that talented.
So I think what we can kind of to round out the theme of the episode of the season recap is that we have a lot of talent and young guys and things to be excited about on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need is this offseason is to just get right in the coaching department. We need something to fall into place correctly for us.
Yeah, I'd like to know, like, why did we go from such a good feeling against the Jets, and you could just see it and feel it. And then our last game at home, and you know there's guys you're going to play with that you're not going to see again.
Yeah.
That we just didn't have that same fire. So we need somebody that can do that. So, yeah, I agree. And I the NFL is so minute, the difference between the teams that do well and the ones that don't. I think that... looking at the future, the Lions are the Lions. The kiddies from Detroit City are going to do what they do every year. I think the Bears are the real deal. I think that Vikings, I'm not sure. I was really surprised they decided to keep their GM and their head coach. I don't know what the love affair is with Chris Spielman. They've been like... Almost there for so long. And then they drop off for a while and then they come back. So I feel good about what we got coming up. And we're going to have an easy schedule next year, you know. So.
We are. I'm excited about it. You know, I think we have the talent to, if things fall right with the coaching, be top of the division. We don't need years to turn around the team and add depth. I think we're close roster-wise, and it's just going to come down to a lot of that.
Yeah, and I think a plus to McCarthy, it wasn't like we had bad coaching like Cleveland for years. They just kept going on top of crap on top of crap.
It's just the curse of Rodgers when you have what
right.
a lot of people say was one of the best quarterbacks of all time. You have to be winning Super Bowls.
And I'm not going to be so surprised if all of a sudden some name out of left field comes up as the new McCarthy was a surprise hire. So, you know, they're not averse.
They just hire who they think's the best for the job.
Hopefully. All right. Just want to mention Voice Guy Next Door. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I appreciate you. I want to talk more about that. But, you know, anything you need to put a voice to, you got any words, it's just incredibly varied on the different things that we can work together with. So just check out the website, voiceguynextdoor.com. Voiceguynextdoor.com. Now, I want to thank you. And Sean and I appreciate that we can stand next to each other and realize that somebody's got bad breath or maybe should have taken a shower before we step in this very small booth and enjoy talking about one of our favorite things in life. It's about the Packers. And it's nice to have people that will listen in, and it's all over the world. It's crazy.
Yep, it's the time of year for being thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Season ended a lot shorter than a lot of Packer fans are used to, and what Packer fans would have liked. But there's still, we got a whole, you know, what, 5 months of talking about games and watching games, and got to come over and spend it with you every weekend. So I have that to be thankful for.
Oh, that's appreciated.
Love
having you over.
One final thing to wrap up before we go for the year. And also, if you did appreciate and if we did bring some entertainment value, this is a labor of love for us. Go on to iTunes, leave a review. It does help us grow the show, help us get the word out there. But one final thing before we wrap up, the picks to end the year. Mike Reagan wins by 7. Big time.
Wow. And we get to carry that over, right? To
nope.
The next year.
Clean slate. But, yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And part of that, in all honesty, if you didn't listen to the last podcast, Sean purposely went opposite of whatever I picked because he was trying to make it. So
I only went down by 2 more.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. So on want to end on a positive note. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Look forward to being with you again.
Hope everyone had a great 2018 and look ahead to a great 2019.
Join us on Facebook. We like chatting back and forth. But until next season,
go back, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go.